Elder M. Russell Ballard was called as a member of the Quorum of the Twelve on October 6, 1985. He has served the church in many capacities, including as a counselor to the president of the British Mission, as a bishop, a high counselor, president of the Canada-Toronto Mission, and as a member of the presidency of the First Quorum of the 70. Prior to his call as a general authority, Elder Ballard was involved in business and the automobile industry and real estate and investments. He's also served on many, many civic committees and boards. Elder Ballard married Barbara Bowen in the Salt Lake Temple on August 28, 1951. They have seven children, two sons and five daughters, 43 grandchildren, and at last count, 26 great-grandchildren. We're grateful to have Elder Ballard here.
Well, brothers and sisters, I'm grateful to be with you on this important day of your lives. To you graduates, your families, and all that are here, I bring the love of and the greetings of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve. And I express to President Clark and to the faculty and all of the administration of BYU Idaho our love and appreciation for preparing you wonderful graduates to receive your diplomas today. We're proud of you, and we know you will make a great impact as you leave here and go out into your next pursuits. During this time of the year, tens of thousands of your peers are sitting in similar commencement exercises. Like you, they look back on their university experience with a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. Like you, they look forward with anticipation to the new opportunities that lie before them. You share many of the similarities with these peers, but you and other Latter-day Saint graduates are tremendously unique. You will have a great advantage as you begin your chosen profession, whether that be in medicine, agriculture, business, education, or any other field, because you've not only relied on your minds alone to acquire knowledge, you have testimonies of the gospel and also have learned by the power of the Spirit of God. Your experience here is not the end of your quest for knowledge. We are blessed as Latter-day Saints to view the acquisition of knowledge from an eternal perspective, knowing that whatsoever principle of intelligence we attain unto in this life will rise with us in the resurrection. All of the things you have learned at this institution and during your life so far, the most important is that you know the gospel of Jesus Christ has been restored to the earth through the prophet Joseph Smith, and you know that the church is true. Your knowledge and testimony of this will always be your foundation and your polar star throughout your life. I'm sure you all realize how torn our world is today between good and evil. The world needs your strength and knowledge. Perhaps never before has there been so much evil as explained in Revelations, the 12th chapter. That reminds us that in the pre-mortal world, there was a war in heaven, a great battle of words in the war between good and evil. And today, that war is here on the earth. The battle for the souls of men and women is intensifying. It's raging in the media, and especially in the internet, where the adversary is using every tactic to tempt and weaken Heavenly Father's children and lead them down roads that end in heartache and unmet potential. While there is so very much good, informative information on the internet, one of Satan's most seductive efforts is the increasingly presence of pornography appearing in all kinds of media. I saw a study recently that was made in 2004 that found that the revenues from pornography exceed the combined revenues of all income from ABC, CBS, and NBC. They even surpassed the combined revenues of all professional basketball, football, and baseball franchises. The result is that this, and this is hard to believe, that every second, 28,258 people look for pornography on the internet. Every second. Millions of our father's children, our brothers and sisters, are being snared by this filth and sleaze. The destructive results of pornography are incalculable. The adversary is also using the media, and especially the internet, to spread falsehoods. Even every month, there are 60 billion searches for information on the internet. Many are seeking information about the church, and while they are finding some of the truth, others are finding anti-Mormon sites that mislead them and defame the church. Now today I want to encourage you who know the truths of the gospel to reach out to others in the world and help change the perception and even the hearts of millions of our Heavenly Father's children by correcting misunderstandings, by sharing with them the message of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. I think most of you know that I have a great concern and love for the full-time missionaries. The leaders of the church constantly pray for every missionary to be spiritually strong and to be powerful teachers. With those of you who have served full-time missions, just raise your hands for a moment. I think it was over 600 of you that the president mentioned. And I believe all of you would say that on your missions, that one of the most difficult things you had was finding more people to teach. Now you can help the 50,000 full-time missionaries that are out in the field by helping remove the barriers that stop individuals from learning about the church and eventually accepting the gospel. Some barriers are geographical and some are doctrinal, but many are due to misconceptions or misunderstandings. The internet enables you to bypass some of these barriers. You can use your testimonies, education, skills, and associations to be a great support to the missionaries who are now serving. Now I'd like to have those of you who served in a foreign language and learned a language other than English, would you raise your hands? Keep it alive. Thank you. Keep it alive and well. And each of you who know another language can continue through the internet to prepare people to receive the missionaries. It's a marvelous thing. You can still be on a mission via the internet capacity. As you visit with them in their own language and share with them your experiences and love of the gospel, you can find more people for the missionaries to teach. This will have the added benefit of keeping your language skills fluent. This is another way for all of you and all of us to be member missionaries. With more and more people living in apartments and gated communities, we need to use every wise way to make contact with the honest in heart who are seeking the truth and to have and kindle in them an interest to know more about the church. Similar to John the Baptist preparing the way for the Savior's mission, you can prepare the people to receive the Savior's full-time missionaries. Your gospel study through religion classes and your own service as missionaries make you uniquely qualified to assist in this great effort. You can join the conversations on the internet to share the gospel and explain simple and clear terms of the message of the restoration. Most of you already know that if you have access to the internet, you can start a blog in minutes and begin sharing what you know to be true. I want to pause here for a moment and tell you that I've had an education on what's going on in this technology that's been unbelievable. I didn't even know how to turn on my computer a little while ago. And text messaging was a thing that wasn't even in my life until I gave a talk in Kuwait to the servicemen. And I got, 2.5 hours later, got back to the hotel in downtown Kuwait and called my office, and my entire talk had been text messaged by one of the servicemen to his mother in the church office building. And that got my attention. You got to be careful what you say. Because we're in a situation where it's moving all over and moving rapidly. And as one blogger notes, we're basically sharing some of our personal insights as we study the Book of Mormon. That's what he's doing. And more than open, this opens up an opportunity for comments and suggestions. You can download now videos from the church and other appropriate sites, including newsroom@lds.org, and send them to your friends, always making sure that you honor the copyright restrictions. You can write to media sites on the internet that report on the church and voice your views as to the accuracy of reports. Recently, a columnist writing in a major U.S. newspaper was irresponsibly inaccurate in description of the church and our beliefs and practices. Dozens, perhaps even hundreds, of church members and others who understand our beliefs commented on the newspaper's website, correcting the misconceptions he was spreading and calling for accuracy. We need that help. In 1996, President Gordon B. Hinckley said this, "I constantly ask myself, what can I do to help 50,000 missionaries who are laboring so diligently in the mission field? If we could find a way for people to constantly bump into the gospel in the normal course of their lives rather than waiting for the missionaries to knock on their doors, it would be one of the greatest things we could do." Close quote. My brothers and sisters, is there anything easier, any easier way for people to bump into the gospel than on the internet? Remember, every month there are 60 billion internet searches. A member of our faith, Clayton Christensen, is a prominent professor at the Harvard Business School. He is an accomplished author and speaker, well known in the business world for his study of innovation in commercial enterprises. In his biography on his personal website, Brother Christensen includes a link to a page he wrote called "Why I Belong and Why I Believe." In it, he speaks to his colleagues in the business world about what his faith and membership in the church means to him. A good example of how we can explain our faith in terms of to that others will understand. Since the church is an integral part of the life of Brother Christensen, naturally, he raises this in the conversations. In fact, he once said, "I've learned to use terms that associate me with Mormonism in my conversations, comments about my mission to Korea, my children's missions, my assignments in the church, my having attended Brigham Young University, and so on. These comments open a door for a conversation about the church. Most who notice that I have opened this door choose not to walk through it. A few do, however, usually saying, 'So you're a Mormon.' I then ask them if they'd like to learn more about us." Like Brother Christensen, all of you could share examples of how the gospel has impacted your life. There are websites and blogs of people on the internet covering every topic, profession, hobby, skill, and condition. You can have great influence on people who share commonalities with you because there is already a level of shared trust between you. Those relationships can lead to gospel conversations and eventually an introduction to the full-time missionaries. All of you have gospel-related stories to tell that would be of interest to certain segments in society who will relate to you. There is no need to argue or contend with others regarding our beliefs. There is no need to become defensive or belligerent. Our position is solid. The church is true. We simply need to have a conversation, as friends in the same room would have, always guided by the prompting of the Spirit and constantly remembering the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, which reminds us how precious are the children of our Heavenly Father. How precious is one child of God. And how precious it is if we can have some influence, some way in their lives. The following the passing of President Gordon B. Hinckley last January, there was an outpouring there on tributes and condolences that occurred on the internet. Thousands of church members wrote about President Hinckley on blogs and other internet sites. And because of the sheer volume of blogs posted about President Hinckley, he was the third most mentioned individual in the internet blogs the day after his death. That's an impact that thousands of Latter-day Saints participating in the online conversation had. These blogs posted about President Hinckley reached a variety of audiences. I've spoken of one blogger who usually focuses on technology. He diverted from his regular subject to pay tribute to President Hinckley. Readers who look to and trust this blogger for his expertise in technology no doubt gained additional knowledge and perhaps appreciation for the church of this short blog entry about our prophet. There were many, many other bloggers who had a similar impact. One blogger challenged others to read the Book of Mormon in 97 days. One day after the death of the prophet Joseph Smith, or the prophet President Hinckley, and within just seconds, there were over 35,000 people that accepted the challenge to read the Book of Mormon in 97 days, which is to do it for one day of each of his years that he lived. Other church members recorded their thoughts about President Hinckley in the comments section, online newspapers, and covered his passing. And those thousands of comments added something to the conversation that had an influence on the individuals who read them. These people will be more open to contact from missionaries in the future, or at least understand the church a little better. Many who are investigating the church or who have become less active have been strengthened by church members. They've communicated with one another on the internet. One woman joined the church many years ago but left because her mother did not approve of it. Although she was no longer active in the church, she retained her testimony and began communicating with church members on the internet. They helped renew her faith and strengthen her testimony. She is active again, and her husband is also now investigating the church. Recently, a young missionary in Australia was wonderfully surprised when a woman came to the church to attend a baptism. When he shook her hand following the baptism, she asked to be baptized. She had been researching religion on the internet. Mormon.org popped up on her screen. She saw the picture of the Salt Lake Temple. She saw the picture of the famous Christus. She felt the message was true. She read the Book of Mormon online and felt she needed to go to church and experience these wonderful principles for herself. Though through the chapel locator, she found there was a chapel just a mile from her home. In spite of opposition from her family, she was baptized and enjoys full fellowship in the church. Individual church members are reaching across borders and into homes throughout the world. A church member who posts instructive, uplifting videos about the church on YouTube received this response to his videos. "I live in Qatar, Persian Gulf. I'm a Frenchman, and I'm very interested in speaking with Mormons, but do not know any here. Is there any way to have email discussions with a missionary? Please let me know." So how can you participate? Some of you, participation may involve creating, writing, sharing your stories, faith, and viewpoints in a blog, in a video, or on a social networking site. Or you might simply share what others have written by email or in other venues. Others of you might just comment on blogs or news websites. Now, I'm not necessarily suggesting that you start a blog this afternoon or a website just about the church. As you reach out to others online, gospel-related topics will naturally arise as an integral part of your life. The greatest impact you have will likely not be among Latter-day Saints, but rather will be with internet users made up of people who share common interests with you. As another member wrote, "I sometimes post on religious topics, but also about many other things. I've been posting regularly for over 3 years." We know you are anchored. Now, this is very important because some worry about your maturity and being able to go on and use the internet. They're afraid you might get over on the devil's side of it. But we know you're anchored to the teachings of the church. We know you'll never drift over the line to anything on the internet that is evil or degrading because you have the love for the Lord and you're dedicated to His service. So as you participate in this new media, remember first and foremost that you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not do or say anything that is not in harmony with the teachings of the Lord. In the book of Proverbs, there is a wise statement that applies to all of us. "A soft answer turneth away wrath." Do not expect everyone to agree with what you say. In fact, I can tell you that they won't. It's all right for others to have different opinions. Just explain your beliefs and share your stories in gentle and loving terms, and you'll be a peacemaker in the discussions that are taking place. Never be rude or intolerant of others, even anonymously. Be wise, thoughtful, considerate, and friendly. Remember that while you as an individual Latter-day Saint in some ways represent the church, be careful that you do not say that you are officially speaking for the church. You can speak for yourself and for your own testimony and your own feelings. I hope you are as excited as I am about the many opportunities that lie before you. You can make a difference in the world, and as you leverage this new communication technologies, you'll be better equipped to have lasting influence in the lives of others in correcting any misunderstandings about the church that the church is suffering with. I want to pause here for a moment. You know what's going on in Texas. you know, this problem with Jeff's group over there, the polygamists, and that what Texas has done in taking the children out of the compound there in Laredo. Well, the press is having an awful time separating the FLDS, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, from the 13.2 million membership of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that you and I belong to. How are we going to correct it? How are we going to get the press to fully understand who we are and what's right and what's wrong? We have to speak out. We have to be more bold. We have to be more involved in the future than ever before, because the great conversation is going on in the heavens through this new media. The church has just passed through a period of incredible scrutiny by the news media, when many more people were curious about the church. And that's because of Mitt Romney's running for president of the United States. And it's become a common topic of conversation. I hope you'll enter these conversations, sharing your faith and your personal experiences and what you have learned here at BYU Idaho. You will leave here today and begin a lifetime of service to the Lord Jesus Christ and His church. May the Lord bless you with mature, powerful testimonies, that you may bless many lives as you have influence on the individuals you come in contact with, and helping them receive the light and truth and knowledge that the gospel offers to them. I pray our Heavenly Father will bless you, now you wonderful graduates, with wisdom beyond your capacity, that you will recognize that you are different. You're different than any other graduates anywhere in the world, except those who are also members of the church, because you graduate not only with the discipline that you've earned your diploma, but you graduate with a testimony of the divine mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, the reality of His great mission, and the fact the church has been restored. And I invoke a blessing upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by and through the holy apostleship vested in me, that you may have the righteous desires of your heart fulfilled, that you may stay anchored solidly to the witness and testimonies you have of the truthfulness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you may wisely and carefully do your part, everything you know how, between now and when the time comes you leave this world and go to the next, in sharing the gospel with others, using all of the technology, all of the media, in an appropriate and wise way. I bless you, you'll be able to do that, that your families will be blessed and you will be blessed in all of your accomplishments, leaving you my witness and my testimony that Jesus is the Christ. He does live. He needs our help in establishing His kingdom here upon the earth and preparing the world for that day that He can come and say, "It is enough," and preside as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, whom all of us love and adore, to which I testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.